Welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. There are a lot of things to talk about today, and I'm excited to be with you. Many of you may have heard that the Living Clay Company sold to a large corporation called Nutraceuticals that sell cosmetics and supplements. And it's good for the clay because it's going to take it nationwide. They have distribution centers, and you'll be able to find it in stores near you all over the United States before long. So in selling the company, we've sort of given the clay wings. And I need to read a disclaimer giving my positions with the clay to let you know that the opinions shared during this teleseminar are solely those of me, Perry Arledge, and not those of the Living Clay Company or its owners or any of its affiliates. It will still be, the website will still be there. You place your orders there. The number you call, you will get a lady that answers that takes your order, and it will be shipped from Utah, not from Texas. So also, anything I say nothing I say should be interpreted to replace or as a substitution for the advice of your licensed healthcare practitioner. Who knows the specifics of your particular health condition. Finally, please note that the products are labeled and marketed as cosmetics and supplements and not drugs. None of these products should be used, and none of them have been designed to cure, mitigate, or address any disease condition. Well, the clay, we never claim that the clay healed. What it does is balance, and definitely it's not a drug. Totally different from that. So I'm in alignment with that, and I just kind of wanted to let the world know that there's some changes here, so bear with the company a little while as they get used to handling the business, and your orders, I'm sure, will be taken well care of. I am still going to choose to do the teleseminars, and I have a new book website. Instead of the livingclaybook.com, it's called the claybook.com, so it's a little easier to remember. The original book, Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, that I wrote, is no longer in production, and I'm working on a new book that now I have to make some changes to because I can't use Living Clay in the title. But I'm excited about the new title. It's Calcium Bentonite Clay, Pathways, Nature's Pathways to Healing, and then at the bottom it has Balance, Detox, Stimulate, and Alkalize, which are the main functions of clay. So I'm very excited about my role with the book. I'll be printing it and getting it out in publication, but it may be in the fall before we get it done. We have a lot of changes to make, so please bear with us in that case. My phone number is going to remain the same, and I'll be here, so the change isn't that drastic on my end. So I'm going to go over and look at our questions today and see if we have any questions. I have a question from Hussein, and I think I've emailed you before. You said, I just bought 16 ounces of Living Clay bentonite clay from Amazon to get rid of my blackheads, whiteheads, especially at my nose. How much should I eat or take daily to get rid of them? Is it okay to make a mask daily too? I used to eat junk food and milk chocolate every day for the last 6 months. I have been eating only healthy foods, but these blackheads and whiteheads are still on my face. I have been at a cosmetician, and she removed them with the metal thing, but after just a week or less, they occurred again on my face. Well, I can't really see your face to know the depth of your problems, but usually blackheads are caused by a backup of oils and sebum that the system is secreting. And when you eat greasy food and junk foods, It puts a lot more excess oil in your system, and it comes out through the pores of your skin, and then it mixes with the little bacteria, and you get kind of an infection in the pimples, and you get acne and things of that nature. The clay, as far as drinking it, I think everybody should drink at least 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day. You can start with there. If you want to go up, you can. But I think that would be a good amount to start with. But I want to remind you to always take clay away from prescription medicines. Call your pharmacist. Ask them how long it takes to absorb the clay. Absorb your medicine. And then take the clay. So therefore, there won't be any interference with your prescriptions. We don't know what it bothers and what it doesn't, but that's just a good way to be on this. Where was I? Okay. One of the best ways to help your blackheads is going to mix up some of the clay mask, applying it topically and letting it dry, because it will pull out the oils and those blackheads and the whiteheads. That's what it's trying to do, to get rid of that excess oil that's built up in your pores. Now, I suspect that your pores are sort of enlarged because they've been holding all this clogged up goop for so long. So it may take a little while, and you can do the clay mask daily. That would be good because it will help to shrink and tighten those pores, pull any inflammation out, and get that excess oil and sebum that are clogged down in there out. So you can take as many of those as you like. If your face starts, if you start feeling your face is dry, you may want to use a good moisturizer cream after your facial. I would let it dry, and I'd let it breathe for a little while before I put anything on. It's kind of a catch-22 here. You don't want to put something oily on to refill the pores. If it's not feeling dry, go for it. Just take as many as you want. And you can also just put it in those areas around the nose, the heavy areas there where we all get pretty oily, and see if that doesn't work and help. Now, it sounds like this has been going on for a while, so don't expect it to just happen overnight. Be patient with it. Be diligent. Keep using the clay. You can put a thin coat on at night and sleep with it on. I go to bed usually with it somewhere on my face at night, on some of my wrinkle lines or under my eyes, my chin, around my lips. I just smear a little on and let it dry and sleep with it on. So, in addition to that, put on a heavy mask during the day. I let it dry a good 30 minutes. If your face gets too hot feeling, it's because it's pulling blood flow to the surface of the skin, which is bringing oxygen for cellular repair anyway. If it starts feeling warm, wash it off. And then let your face breathe for a while. So try that, and hopefully that will answer your question, and I think you'll see some good results. If not, let us know, okay? My friend Dakota, please tell me if clay is helpful for bacterial vaginitis, and if so, how to use it. Yes, ma'am. When you get bacterial vaginitis, you have itching and discomfort and kind of rawness. So you want to apply it topically. Take the clay mask, the 1-to-3 mix. One part clay to 3 parts water. You can shake it, or I like to put it in a blender. Sometimes if you don't shake it good enough, it gets lumps. So you want to get the lumps out. And take that and apply it vaginally to the area. Take a fingerful, and if you can, kind of push it up inside and squeeze the lips there together to hold it in place. And you'll have to wear a panty liner in your underpants for a while. And every time you go to the bathroom, you need to get some fresh clay and put on. But it should relieve the itching pretty much immediately. If you want to take a douche, if you think you have it pretty high up in you, you can take a douche using a pint of water, which is 2 cups. And to 2 cups, I would add 2 ounces of the liquid clay. and just wash yourself out with that. And I think using both of those, and of course I'm going to tell you to drink the clay too, because it works on the whole body and it wants to help balance things. And it sounds like your body's a little out of balance there. So those are the things I would recommend. Mary Ann in Rose Park, I have acid reflux, GERD, and have been drinking 2 to 3 teaspoons of water every day for a month. I notice it helps me. I take one glass before I go to bed. Am I taking enough? Do you think it is helping my esophagus? I think you meant I have, and I do this when I'm typing, I've been drinking 1 to 2 teaspoons of clay in water every day for a month. I wouldn't do it by the teaspoon. If you want to be more effective, mix it by the bottle. I like to mix it by a quart container, and I can put it in my blender. So to 4 cups of water, you want to use a half a cup of clay. Blend it on high for 30 seconds, and it really gives you a smooth mix. Pour that into a quart bottle or jar. You may need a funnel to get it into a bottle. And be sure and wash your blender blades off afterwards. But that will keep you, each morning you can go by and you can just pour off your ounce or two. We have to say on the bottle what a single serving is, and that is around a teaspoon in 2 ounces of water. But you need to shake clay, not stir it. When you stir it, it doesn't hydrate well and you get lumps in it. Sometimes it's hard to drink if you don't get it, let it sit and then stir it and get it fully hydrated. So I think if you fix it by the bottle, you'll find it much easier. And every time you need some, you can go by and just pour you 2 or 3 ounces of the liquid clay. Now, the rule of thumb is with clay, if you're not getting the results you want, take more. I got rid of my acid reflux in 2 days, and I was sleeping propped up on 3 pillows at night, so it helped me tremendously and immediately. And you want to drink water during the day, but not necessarily immediately after you take it, because if you're putting 1 to 2 teaspoons in 8 ounces of water, you're getting a diluted dose. So mix it the way I told you. It should look about like chocolate milk. You can't see through it. And if you drink that, I think you'll be getting enough, and that it'll work real easily. And, yes, it will help your esophagus. It's not only going to heal the irritations and the inflammation, but it's going to kind of coat it and keep you from having it again. Just if you'll take the clay correctly, you should not have any problems. But so many people put a teaspoon and 8 ounces of water in a whole glass, and you're really just diluting it. You have a watery mix. It works better for GERD if you do a teaspoon to 2 ounces of water, and that's a 1-to-8 ratio. So I figured it out for you. If you want to make 32 ounces, it's 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay in a blender. All right, Pauline in Toronto. I want to detox, suffering from dysbolesis, IBS, candida, fatigue, and pain. What is the best way for me to take the clay internally? I'm not sure what dysbiosis is. I'll look it up. I know irritable bowel, candida, and oftentimes fatigue comes with all that, and the pain. Some people get it confused with Lyme's disease or chronic fatigue. They all play a role in compromising your immune system and bringing you down, and then you're so susceptible to all these things that come along. If I had that problem, I'd be drinking the liquid clay. I would start with 3 ounces 3 times a day. And each day I would add another ounce, do it for a couple of days, and then add another ounce until I get the relief. You'll feel it when you'll start feeling better. And it may take a month to get you balanced out. The minute you start feeling better, don't stop it immediately. because if you do, it's going to come back. Generally, it takes a while to get all the bacteria balanced and in the right proportion. So don't get off of it too quickly. Stick with it a while longer. Then gradually slow down on how much you're taking and find your maintenance level. After we get you get these things, the inflammation taken out and the bacteria under control, then you're going to feel better and you probably won't need that much, and just back down and find where it works good for you. If you you don't want to just stop cold turkey, because this is going to prevent you from getting this again. So I would try it like that, and I think you'll find you'll be back to a normal life and feel so much better and get rid of all of that. But you may need to be aggressive. And I would say you could go up to as much as 4 ounces, 6 ounces, or even 8 ounces, 3 times a day. We had a lady who did that, had remarkable changes in her gut. She had Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, ulcerative colitis, leaky gut, and IBS. So it took her 3 to 4 months, and her doctor said she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old. So that's what she did. If you feel a need for a kidney cleanse, you can do a poultice over your kidney. That's just taking the clay mask and putting it kind of thick, not over your kidney, over your liver. Well, you can do your kidney too if you need it, but don't do them all at the same time. Just do one body organ at a time. And you want to do it an hour either side of eating. So don't do it an hour before or an hour after you eat. But any other time is okay. You want to put the clay thickly over the area of your liver. Look on the internet and it'll show where it is. Put some saran wrap over it. You can sleep with it on at night, or you can leave it on for an hour or two during the day. And it will start helping to stimulate your liver. Sometimes our liver gets sluggish. It's kind of like not changing the oil in your car. And so that sort of stimulates, it takes out the inflammation, it stimulates circulation and blood flow to the liver so it can get back to doing what it does good, and that's filter out the toxins in your body. So I think if you'll try those, you'll have some excellent results. Sharon in Miami, my back and shoulders have broken out like a rash. Could it be from toxins escaping? I drank 4 ounces. If you just started taking it, it possibly could be a Herkimer or a detox reaction. Anytime you're detoxing with anything, if you get to going too fast, too soon, it's like the toxins can't get out of your body quick enough. You've loosened the toxins and freed them up from their sequestered place, and on their way out of the body, they just didn't all get out. So when you have the rash, take the clay mask and put it on topically over the rash and help pull it out. Generally, it stops the inflammation, the heat, and the itching immediately. Maybe back off on how much you're drinking and do it more gradually and just build up slowly to get back to the 4 ounces. Of course, you can put this, if you hope you have somebody that can help put you the clay mask on your back and shoulders when it does break out. But Herkimer reactions generally last 3 to 4 days to a week. It can be a rash if you're prone to rashes. It can be a headache. It can be a flu-like symptom, just a lack of energy. But it don't quit, because it's a sign that it's working. You just need to slow down on how fast you're detoxing. A clay bath might really help, because that's going to, when you get down in the bath water, you submerge your lymph glands, and that exposure to the clay helps filter the toxins out and stimulate them as well. And you can detox greater from taking clay baths. When you take it inside, you're detoxing from your mouth south. It doesn't go into the bloodstream. So to get it out of your body, the detox clay baths are great. Besides that, they make you feel absolutely wonderful. I can't describe how a person could get excited about a clay bath until you have a clay bath. They're very relaxing. You can be tense. You can have a migraine headache. You can have worked out and have achy muscles and get in a clay bath. In about 15 minutes, you're just puddled. Just want to be poured in bed and covered up like a pancake. Sleep like a baby. So those are what I recommend for that. But I would also say that it's working, so don't quit completely. Okay, Kim and Austin, what are the best ways to use clay for weight loss? What one lady told me, and I haven't used it that way because I'm not a big water drinker, but she said she was drinking 3 ounces three times a day and drinking copious amounts of water. She just carried a water bottle with her all day long during the day. She would wait 30 minutes after she took her clay to start drinking water, and she would just drink water, and if she got hungry, she'd take just a little serving of clay, a little shot of clay, and she said she lost her craving for sweets, she lost her appetite, she had more energy, she felt good, and the weight came off of her. She said she wasn't really exercising because she had fibromyalgia. It took care of that. She got where she could mow the lawn again and do these things. But she said, I wasn't specifically working out to lose weight. I wasn't riding a bike or running or anything like that. And she said, I was eating sensibly, but not just designed to lose weight. Like I just wasn't eating lettuce and carrots were the only thing I was eating. And she lost from a 3X to a 16 in a year's time. And she said, I had no craving for sugars or chocolate. Chocolate was her downfall. Now, will everybody have that reaction? I don't know. Clay is an individual thing, and it works, you know, well for some people and not so well for another people. I do occasionally get notices from people that have said that they have lost weight with the clay. But I haven't gotten a whole lot. But if you're really serious, drink a lot of clay and lots of water. She even took water to bed with her at night and she would get up. And what this does is flush out those toxins. It really gets the bad stuff in the body washed out when you drink a lot of water. And we should all drink half our body weight in ounces of water. So if you weighed 100 pounds, you should drink 50 ounces of water. And so that's the recommended dosage on that. And let us know how you do. I think if you have the right mindset and eat sensibly, you'll find that it works very well. All right, here's some more. My friend Alice Wong from San Gabriel. Dear Perrier, could you please let us know when your revised book will be available? Also, could you please address the acquisition of the Living Clay manufacturer? This is now a hold of several weeks to purchase from Apex due to the acquisition. Do you think prices will be higher when Apex can sell their clay again? No, they're going to keep the prices the same. What happens is they're in a transition period, and Apex has them drop ship for them. And they don't have a drop ship system set up in their computers yet, so it's taking a little longer for all that to get regulated. When you buy the clay, it doesn't charge the drop ship price, and so they're having to deal with that on their computers. And I believe it should get ironed out pretty quick, but you know, when one computer doesn't talk to another one and doesn't know what you're saying, then it just causes kind of a jam and a lockup. And then we just recently shipped all of our products up there, and it would probably take a week to get up there because it's going to Utah. And from there, they'll start shipping it out. So there may be a week to two week delay right at first before it can be shipped out. But be patient, and they will get it shipped to you. It's a company of very high integrity. I wouldn't want to see the clay going to somebody who wasn't in integrity, and they're not going to make false claims about the clay or make healing claims. They're going to walk that fine line that the FDA sets and do it right. But it is the same good clay, and you and I know what it does, and the book is going to help that. The problem is that I can't use the word living clay in the book, so I need to rewrite the book and take everything out and clean it up before I can get it to press. And we're having to design a new cover and a new title for the book, and all of this takes time. So I am working day and night. I have so many things I'm doing in transition. I have to transition files and things, and I'm also doing training for their staff, acting as a consultant and training them on how to use the clay and mix it and things like that. So time is of the essence to me, and I went to bed at 4 o'clock two nights ago, and last night I got to bed pretty early. It was 12:30, and I'm trying to use my time wisely and get everything done, but you know, when you take something new, there's a little, it's kind of like scrambling eggs, and then a little bit the dust settles and everything works out very smooth. They are a very competent company. They have a good reputation. They acquire young companies that have good products and a good integrity with their customers. And they're really going to give the clay wings because they're going to make it available in so many stores. They already have it set up with all these stores, so they can just say, here's a new product for your shelves, and the stores will put it in, and you're going to be seeing it all over the United States. It will have the Prop 65 disclaimer on it, and that's for California if you're selling anything that contains lead or clay has aluminum. We know it's not bioavailable, but there is some in there in parts per million. It is under the limit that is required for ingestible food. But according to California, if it has a speck in there of anything, if any of the heavy metals, that they have to make a statement that it might cause cancer or might cause birth defects. Now, I know that pregnant women were the first people that started eating clay, so I'm not worried about that. I also know that the minerals in clay are fused together kind of like a chain link fence, and that it takes temperatures of 600 degrees centigrade up to 1,000 degrees centigrade to break out those heavy metals. So they're not bioavailable to the body. The body isn't strong enough to break them out. But the world doesn't understand that, so they're going to have this Prop 65 warning on there. Don't let it scare you. Nothing is different, and the clay is still going to be tested to meet food-grade standards before they sell it. So if any of the readings are too high, they won't sell it. They take it off. You know, that bag is put aside and sold to somebody for agriculture use. But it's in the handling that a lot of this gets in, so we worked with the mill to really handle it and get the clay very pure and clean. And we've had really clay batches come back from all our tests the last couple of times. There hadn't been a failed batch of clay. So I think if you'll just be patient with this, you'll get your clay. And then things will smooth out, but it may be a two-week transition period of trying to get everything hauled up there, inventoried, stock set up. They're training their people how to see it. They have new codes for products coming in, but they don't have a drop ship element. And what a drop ship means is Apex, you order the clay from Apex, they would call us and they would say, ship this for me, and figure the shipping and send it to me. And we charge them like $250 for handling all the shipping for them on top of the regular shipping, because that pays for the box, the popcorn, and the label for our people to move it. And they didn't have that set up in their computer system. So they've got many minds up there working to figure out these things, and they will get to it ASAP because they want nothing more than keeping happy customers. So bear with us. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, call me. And I work nights on this book, so I'm on top of it. We're setting up a book website. Like I said, it's called theclaybook.com. And we're going to put the teleseminars on there, some articles on there, make it an informational site. And there's a link there. I'm going to find someone who distributes the book for me. And when I do, there'll be a link there where you can order the book. I don't have time to sit here and sell onesie-twosie books and run back and forth to the post office, so I'm looking for a fulfillment house to do that. And thank you for asking, and do be patient, and we will get you your clay and get things ironed out. Okay, Joanne in Toronto, I just wanted to say thank you for all your work you do and educational discussion. I recently used clay mass mixture to apply on a mosquito bite of a child. It worked great to alleviate the itching. Thank you. Yes, it does. It pulls out the venom, and it pulls out the inflammation and the heat, and that's what causes the itching, the irritation. And it's not that the clay is healing anything. It's that it's pulling, drawing, and getting rid of the venom that the little insect sticks in you that irritates so much. So that's something I can say with ease. How much clay, and another question, how much clay are you drinking to get rid of your acid reflux, and how often? Thank you, Perry. Well, when I took it, I was drinking 2 to 3 ounces of the 1-to-8 ratio. Now, that isn't a teaspoon in a glass of water. That is 4 cups of water with a half a cup of clay blended, put it into a bottle, and then walk by and talk. I have a shot glass. I have a 1-ounce shot glass and a 2-ounce shot glass. And I was probably drinking like 2 ounces 3 times a day at first, but it didn't take a week till I could pare down and found a maintenance level of maybe 1 ounce twice a day. I'm 77, and I like to drink a little more than most people just because I think older people tend to get acidic, and I want to be sure and keep my acid under control. It worked for me really quickly, and for most people it does. I think you've been taking a diluted dose, and that's why it hasn't been working so well. So try that. If you have any problem, give me a call. My phone number's going to be still available as my email address. Kim in Austin, will this new company keep wholesale pricing and policies the same for the clay? Pretty much. They'll be getting a new contract if you're a major wholesaler, and everything's going to pretty much stay the same. There may be some products that they see are low sellers that they'll drop, but they're going to have an R&D team, and we're going to work with them on developing new products. I've always wanted to have a research and development scientific team for developing new products. And I have lots of ideas for new products. I've always wanted somebody to make a cast for broken bones and use clay in with the plaster of Paris to speed up the healing time. The person who told me about clay said, if you're in a cast and you have a broken bone, you just put some clay in a Ziploc bag and lay it across that cast, and the energy of it will penetrate and get through there and speed the healing. And I believe him on that. But wouldn't it be great if you could mix the clay in with the plaster and speed the healing time of a broken bone? I know if you can keep the clay on it if you're in a splint, and you can wrap the clay around the, say you have a broken wrist and you're in a splint, you can remove it and put a clay poultice on it and put the splint back on and change it twice a day. We've had people who went from a 4-week heat from a predicted 8-week healing to a 4-week healing. 2 of them, and 1 of them was my age. So I think a plaster of Paris cast would be great. We're working on, we used to have a product called a toner. And when we got into a little mole in the company before we were having it tested, it would make it with, we'd scent the water with oil, essential oil, so you'd have maybe a lavender mist. and it would be water in these oils and a little clay. And you could mist it on your face. They call it a toner. And you could mist it on your face just to moisturize your face. But I had a lady who played golf, and she would mist her arms because she'd get dry when she was playing golf. And on her cart was, you know, her left side was exposed to the sun, and she would always get sunburn on the left side of her face and arm and not on the right. And when she was using that mister, she didn't get sunburned. So we know it has properties for doing sun, but also when you put it on straight, you're not going to get sunburn. It won't go through the clay. But who wants to walk around with dry clay on you all day long? And it's not water soluble. You jump in the water and we do this. But knowing its capacity, I think with their chemicals, scientific study labs, we can come up with some new products. They're looking into doing a clay tooth powder, and they may change some of the products. They may change the ingredients just a little bit. We have no control over that. But I think what they do come up with will be top of the line. And they really have a good line. All the products that they sell are just amazing. But if you go to Nutra.com, you can see their websites and notice that they have several companies they bought. There was another one here in Austin, and I think it was Love Your Face, or maybe not that. It was something, but anyway, it was cosmeceutical line. They keep the brand name. They want to keep the reputation and the same look. So when you go to order it, it will take to a web page that looked like our web page. So that part will stay the same. It's just coming from a different place, and it's going to take them a little while to get everything up there, inventoried, so they can start shipping it out. So there's going to be that little delay right at first. But they're going to honor the wholesalers, and in fact, I've heard that if they have a minimum sale price, and if you meet that, they do free shipping. So I don't know if it depends on what your sales volume is, so don't quote me on that. But they will be contacting everybody and letting you know of any changes. And I think if you place a wholesale order, it will come to Leslie, and she will handle that. So I don't know how they have it set up that they know when a wholesale order comes in that phone call goes to Leslie. So she's still there, and we're all going to work with them for a while and get them smoothed over, and hopefully it'll be as good or better than before. I always like to say this or something better. So I'm looking forward to seeing our clay all over the United States, and you're not having to go pick it up at the mailbox, that you can just find it at the local store. And I think that will be a great benefit. You know, clay is still a virgin product, and so many people haven't a clue what clay is. So if we can get it out there and get available to more people, that's my goal. And I think this is the way to get it done. We were such a small company, we couldn't afford to get the distribution channels, and it takes a lot of time and manpower. So this is sort of my theory, is I'm giving the clay her wings so she can be available to more people. And I'm so excited for that opportunity, because as you and I know, clay sells itself. If they ever go in and try it, they'll fall in love with it. And so that is the goal, this or something better. Thank you. Okay, Dakota and Iowa, how to use the clay for sciatica, please. All right, you take that clay mass, the mud, the 1-3 ratio, you take a big square of Glad Press and Seal. You can get that at the grocery store. It's with the saran wrap, and it's called Glad Press and Seal. You cut a big square off, and you'll notice it's sticky on one side. That's the side you want to put the clay on and put towards your skin. But you have this big square, so cut the corners off where in the middle you have a wide, long diagonal strip going from opposite corner to opposite corner. You can either put the clay on your back or you can put it there and maybe get someone to help you put it on. I managed to get it on my back. I start at the middle of my back and go down to the tailbone. Depending on where you have the pinched nerve, if it's up higher, you can start up higher. The cold clay feels great. The dry edges of the press and seal will stick to your skin like a mild Band-Aid. It doesn't tear your skin when you take it off. It doesn't stick to your skin that way, but it does hold it in place. You can put your clothes on it and go around it. You'll be fine unless somebody comes up and slaps you in the back and it squirts loose. I sleep with it on, and I use it during the day when I pinch my sciatica. I've been riding in a golf cart all day in a cow pasture trying to keep from getting thrown out. There were three of us ladies in it, and I was on the outside edge, and I was putting all the weight on my ankle that I broke back 40 years ago, and it caused me to shift my backbone and pinch that nerve. And by the time I got home, I was hopping into the house. I couldn't even put weight on my foot. I got into a hot clay bath. I got out. I put a poultice on. I went to bed. And in the morning when I woke up, when I was laying there, I didn't hurt. And I thought, oh, when I try to roll over and get up, it's going to grab me, and I'm just going to have to fall out of the bed and work my way up. Because pinched sciatic nerve can really get you. If you've ever had it, you know what I'm talking about. I got up, and I was okay, and I wasn't in pain. I couldn't believe it. When I put all my weight on that foot and just stood over that hip and leg, I felt a little tinge of pain. So as long as I had a little tinge, I continued with the clay poultice on my spine day and night and a clay bath at night. And clay bath is going to have you sleep like a baby anyway. In 4 days, my sciatica was completely healed. Now, the time before that I got it, I went to therapy, and I worked for 6 months trying to get rid of that sucker. And half the time, the therapy just aggravated it, made it worse. So now I know about clay, and I can cut it off at the pass. So, Rick, try that and see if you don't get. Okay. Or Dakota. Now then, here's one from my friend Rick in Tallahassee. If I put a poultice of clay 1 inch thick on my liver or the rash on my back of my cap and then cover it saran wrap, will that prevent the clay from squishing out during the night? Yes, sometimes you need to put a little, you know, you can wrap it all the way around. It's going to sweat a little bit on the sides where you don't have any clay. Sometimes I take a little piece of scotch tape if it's kind of on an elbow or something where it wants to pop loose, and I wrap it all the way around and then a little piece of scotch tape to hold it in place. But I'm sleeping with it on all the time. I have a couple of ladies that have rubber gloves, and they put clay in their rubber gloves and they put it on their hands, and they have arthritis, and they sleep with it, and they, you know, kind of tape around their wrists so it won't come out during the night. And one of them had rashes, one of them had knotted up joints, and I think somebody got bit by bees, and another lady got burned, and that's a good way to put it on. But, yeah, get it on there, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how it works. You know, it just takes a little common sense. Face it, clay is messy, but the benefits will keep you out of the doctor's office. It's worth a little discomfort to figure out how to put it on. I've been trying to figure out how to put it on the eyes for the longest time, and a lady told me the other day that she puts it on and puts the plastic wrap over it, and then she sleeps at night with some of those little black masks you put on to block out the light, and she puts that on over the top of it, and it holds it there, and it keeps it from drying out, and she sleeps with it on all night. And I thought, now, I didn't think about that. That's a good one. So y'all help me think of these things, and I love it. Just use common sense with clay. All right. Let's see. Here's one more. I just went to the doctor, and he wanted me to get a needle for pneumonia, as I am 65 years old. I guess get a vaccination for it. He said, seniors should get it to prevent pneumonia. How can I use the clay to as a preventative measure instead? Does clay lower blood pressure and cholesterol? It varies. Clay works differently with different people. Some people have lower blood sugar, lower blood pressure, and lower cholesterol, and others don't. It doesn't seem to help. And there are two different types. You know, a lot of this, some of it is the blood pressure is hereditary. Some of it might be caused by stress. So there, it kind of depends on what the cause is. Now, I have hereditary cholesterol, and I can get it done down so much eating right. But part of it's hereditary, and it's hard to control. So if I just really watch it, I can keep it at a good level. But the clay doesn't seem to bring it down for me. Now, I have one lady that lowered her cholesterol 100 points, and so it's going to be different. So monitor it and see. Now, when you first start doing it, your blood pressure may go up, so don't be along in the first 3 days because it's pumping blood flow and circulation, and that may be what's causing it. Give it 3 days before you give up on it. To prevent pneumonia or anything, if you drink the clay daily, it balances your acidity, it cleanses your system, and it's like a car which we're keeping the oil change. You don't get sluggish, you're immune. When you get older and you're carrying around a lot of toxins in your system and you never detox, it wears your immune system. It's like going around with dirty oil in your system. And the clay is about cleansing and balancing. And when it can cleanse and balance you, the body can maintain its health and stay in a state of stamina. But if it's run down and tired and you're not getting enough sleep and you're putting more toxins in than you're getting out, you're going to compromise your system and pick up everything that comes along. I do not take flu shots. I do not take anything. I'll be 77 in August. I did get a sore throat last winter, and I used chloraseptic spray and cough drops. And I know one night I woke up all wet and sweaty, so I think I had a little fever that broke during the night. But it just keeps me out of the doctor's office. Now, if you're prone to getting pneumonia, then that's something else. You may want to be, make another decision on that. I can't make that decision for you. But I drink clay every day, and I have for about 20 years. So that's how it works for me. Appreciate that question. All right. It looks like we're done with questions here. I'm going to go over to the phone lines and see if anybody on the phone line would like to ask a question. If you do, press star 2 on the phone, and that will open your line, and I can open it and ask and take your question. Thank you for listening to me about the transition in the company, and give the new company just a little bit of time. I think you're going to get excellent service. They have full staff to answer the phones. They're not going to be as personal as Leslie taking your call, but they're there to get your order in and to get it out to you. So you still have other resources, and I'm going to be one of them as long as I can to get some free information to you, and we'll get this book out that's really loaded with good information and I think that answer a lot of your questions. Unfortunately, one shoe does not fit all with clay, so what works for one person may not work with another. Somebody may need a little bit more, somebody may need a little less. So it takes a little experimenting with. But the good thing, clay has never destroyed anybody's body organs or damaged anything. So it's not going to kill you, I think, if you're reasonable. And again, the lady that took 8 ounces 3 times a day had a remarkable recovery. She put another gentleman who had been given a death wish by the doctors because he had 5% of his liver left. She had him drinking 8 ounces three times a day, taking clay baths and doing a poultice over his liver. And in 6 months, instead of dying, his liver had grown back 30%. And then within a year's time, they could no longer find the hepatitis C in his body. Now, the last we talked to him, it was a year and a half, and his liver was back up to 55%. I think that's pretty darn amazing. How does it do that? I'm not fully confidently sure I'll ever understand. I just know that it gets results. And her husband had kidney stones, and he was always having to go to the hospital trying to pass kidney stones. It was very, very painful, I understand. And he started drinking the clay. She got him to drinking the 4 ounces. He got a little constipated at first, and she made him just stick with it, go through it, and take something. And then after that, he got this gulp that out he passed in his stool, this hard stuff, and it kind of cleansed him, and he had no more constipation problems. And then one day he had a little twinge in his back, not really bad. And he knows when he urinated, it looked like there was sand in the bowl. So he caught some in a cup and showed it to a friend of his who was a nurse. And she looked at it and told him and said, "That's kidney stones. You're dissolving and passing kidney stones." So we know it works on kidney stones and gallstones, just drinking it. And if you're drinking it and you have arthritis, you notice your arthritis pain goes away. So these are internal things that happen with clay that make it the clay that we love. All right, I'm going to go back one more time to see if there's anyone on the Q&A page. And Kim's back. Perry, thanks for your reply on the whole self question, and thank you for all you do. You're right. The clay does sell itself once you get someone to try it. I drank 3 to 4 ounces 2 to 3 times per day and used poultices and masks and baths. My health issues are overweight, psoriasis, and wanting overall detox. Since I've been taking this clay, my skin has gotten clearer and softer. I feel less bloated. I have more energy and less issues with seasonal allergies. I also sleep better overall. I am also a pusher of probiotic foods like kefir, sauerkraut, kombucha for overall health, and love that the clay is a prebiotic and supports a healthy gut. If any of my friends get sick, I say drink some clay and eat some kraut. Well, I agree with you on that, and thank you for that suggestion, Kim. You're 100% right. The kefir is going to help keep you balanced out. The sauerkraut, I'm a sauerkraut lover, so I like to have sauerkraut. Eat a Reuben every now and then. Oh, they're so good. Anyway, you're taking the right approach and doing it right and feeling the results. And thank you for sharing that with us. And Alice again, Perrier, could you please say the name of the new company again? The name of the company is Nutraceutical. Nutraceutical. But the website, the shortened version, is Nutra, Nutra.com. So you can go there. If you go to the livingclayco.com website, it's going to be linked to their website. But it'll show up looking just like our website. It's a really good company. They have a whole line of good, healthy cosmeceuticals and supplements. And that's what they do, is buy small companies and help them get out there bigger and larger. So thank you all again, and I appreciate your confidence and your words of encouragement. And I'm going to try to do all I can to keep doing these seminars. I'm paying for them myself, and I need to learn how to send the notices out because Cheryl is going to be moving, and she's going to try to teach me so I can get these things set up. She works in the background and reminds me if I forget a call. So, you know, occasionally I forget that I have a call. I get to working and forget to look at the clock. I started setting my alarm clock. before a show, in case I get so engrossed in something that I miss the time. So if any of y'all get on the show and I'm not here, get my phone number and give me a call, okay? Or send me an email. So I may need you to help me stay on track. But I'll try to be very conscious about it. Been wonderful sharing today with you. I'm excited about the new changes in store for Living Clay and for everyone who gets it and takes it. I think this is going to be a good thing for the company and for the people at large. And I'm going to be working with them to develop new products. If you have any ideas, send them to me. We probably won't get any royalty from it, but we may help put a new product on the market. Takes all of us together. Isn't that right? So have a wonderful week. I hope you all feel as blessed as I do. And one of my blessings is my listeners and all the friends, all the clay friends I have met, the clay heads out there that I develop relationships with. I love you to the moon and back. This is Perrier signing out.